Happy Halloween. Nick Karski with you here on this Thursday. Hope everyone's having a tremendous time. If you're out and about, please be safe, of course. And if your kid has any candy that they don't want, feel free to deliver it to me. Shoot me a tweet at Nick_Karski. I'll tell you how to give it to me. I only like certain candies, though. So if you try to give me Whoppers, nah. Not falling for that trick. Ithaca College Wrestling opens up the season tomorrow, hosting the Ithaca Invitational. The Bombers are coming off a brilliant season a season ago, and they do graduate a couple of All-Americans and guys who made some really, really good runs towards national titles. However, one wrestler who is back for his senior season is Ben Brisman. This kid is electric at 141. You might remember last year he fell just a bit short of wrestling for a national title, did finish as an All-American. He has a chance to end his career as a three-time All-American and a two-time national champ if things go well for him this season. He's kind enough to join us for a few minutes here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. Ben, thanks so much for the time. Can you believe that the season is already here and you guys are going at it this weekend?
Yeah, it's crazy that it's just the tournament's tomorrow, and we've been basically training since the end of last season ended, and definitely comes really quickly, but it's exciting that it's tomorrow, and I think everyone's ready, and I'm definitely ready for it.
Of course, you know, I hate to bring up the thought of last season, if you will, just missing out on a second straight national title, but how do you learn from something like that, knowing what you were so close to accomplishing? How do you learn from that here in your senior year?
There's definitely a lot to learn from when grinding out a whole season and not placing to where your goals were. And you kind of just use it as motivation. And part of the sport is knowing that you don't know the outcome, but you just practice as hard as you can to put the odds more in your favor. And I think I learned that I took first and then I took fourth. And I even though I didn't take first again, I knew I was competitive with the best kids in the nation, so just learn to keep working hard and getting better.
Ben Brisman, our guest here on BTL. Ithaca College Wrestling opens up the season this weekend. Ben, of course, returning All-American for the Bombers, a returning national champion as well for the Bombers. You mentioned how you've been working hard. What specifically have you been working on in preparation for this new season?
I've been wrestling a lot more than I normally did this off season. I always worked out a lot in the off season, getting in workouts almost every day. But I added in a lot more wrestling to the point where I was wrestling probably around six times around almost every day, maybe 5 to 7 times a week every week that up until the season. So that's why part of the reason I also feel really prepared for this tournament and the season in general.
How do you approach a tournament like this that you guys are hosting? Obviously, you know, winning is one thing, but do you try to work with it in a technical sort of way to figure out what you have to work on for the rest of the season? I mean, what is your approach heading into an invitational like this?
Well, there's going to be a lot of guys there and there's going to be a lot of good guys there too. And I want to go out there and push the pace, score a lot of points and dominate, and kind of, I guess one goal for this tournament might be to see every match, improve in every single match. And I might be a little rusty because I haven't wrestled a match since last year, so just take away small things that I'm doing wrong in every match and work on that.
Ben Brisman,
get more stuff to work on.
Ben Brisman, our guest here on BTL. Ithaca College Wrestling opens up the season this weekend at home. You'll be able to see Ben and the rest of the Bombers at the A&E Center. Ben obviously competing at 141. What does the outlook look like for you and your team this year? Obviously, with such a tremendous finish last year, you do obviously lose a couple of guys, but I would assume, you know, Coach Nichols has just pumped in more talent like he usually does via recruiting.
Our goals definitely are the same this year, to win the national title. And although it may look like from an outside perspective we lost a lot of people, I don't think our coaches or teammates think that we're taking any sort of decline from that, because we have a lot of new guys and guys stepping up and ready to fill those holes. And we have just as good of a team as any team in the nation this year. So we have guys who are going to make their debut or haven't wrestled in a while this weekend, which should be exciting too.
Part of the, in some ways, camaraderie of wrestling is, you know, before and after you wrestle, you get to cheer on your teammates and go wild for them. Who are some of the guys that you're most looking forward to seeing compete this season?
I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of guys compete. I could probably name everybody, but specifically the guys maybe who I've been wrestling with since I was a freshman. So Tito, Cologne, Sam Schneider, and guys who maybe got down to nationals last year but didn't win the whole thing, like Ezra and Whitney. Those guys could definitely do some big things this year.
I want you to kind of fill in the blank for me here when I ask you this final question, but for you to become just the second IC wrestler to ever win multiple national titles, to be crowned an All-American when the season comes to an end in Cedar Rapids, what will you have to do? What is it going to take for you this season to be number one in the country for the second time in your career?
It's going to take consistency and passion. Just coming into the room every day with happy, positive vibes, ready to being okay with working hard and being looking forward to it every day.
That's awesome. Hey, Ben, good luck this weekend. Good luck the rest of the season. And looking forward to seeing what you and your teammates do out there, because you guys have been dynamite the last few seasons. Thanks so much for stopping by BTL, okay?
Yeah, thank you.